Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Thursday, July 28th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, details on the surprise deal between Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a larger reconciliation package. Number two, what Joe Manchin is saying. And number three, we've got some news here. House Dems look to introduce legislation to curb lawmakers and their spouses from trading stocks. Wow, Jake, let's get into it. It was a bombshell day yesterday afternoon where everybody was basically caught flat-footed, from lawmakers to staff to reporters, that Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer were not only working on a larger reconciliation package, but that they had the details.
Yeah, I mean, so what happened was, I could tell you, I mean, I was sitting in our gallery with our team, with Christian Hall, Max Cohen, Heather Cagle, and John Bresnahan and Brez, and it was a kind of a slow day. I mean, the Senate had passed CHIPS. The House had abandoned their police bill, which we scooped, and you know theoretically would have been a pretty big story for us today. And I got this email from the Manchin team that said they had reached a deal on the Inflation Reduction Act, and I was like, "What is this?" And I started reading it. Because remember, the reconciliation bill was just going to be Medicare prescription drugs and Obamacare subsidies. So, like, I was reading it and I sent it to Brez and I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, what is this?" And we talked to the team, we talked to Manchin's team, and they were like, "Yeah, we have a reconciliation deal." And it was just, it was shocking because we had no idea that it was coming, which is a testament to the White House, to Chuck Schumer's team and Manchin's team, who kept this very, very, very hushed. So this deal, we don't have to go into all the details here because it doesn't make any sense to. But it's a massive piece of legislation that has deficit reduction, a minimum corporate tax rate, clean energy and fossil fuel policy. And it just is, it's, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. So the interesting dynamic here is that the Senate only passed the CHIPS bill because they thought the Democrats were done with reconciliation.
You mean Senate Republicans, right? I mean, yeah. That was the big fight, right? Where McConnell kind of put his stake in the ground saying, we're not going to pass CHIPS unless reconciliation is dead, or this much smaller reconciliation package.
Right, and they got worked. They got worked. We raised this several months ago, when this kind of happened, which was, what if they pass CHIPS and then do reconciliation? And everyone was like, no, they're not going to have time to do that. And here they are. So, you know, listen, Democrats, this is like a massive opportunity to enact a ton of the policies that they want to enact. I mean, the big question is, will Kyrsten Sinema be for this bill? Because it does include tax increases. It eliminates the carried interest loophole. So if you are a carried interest lobbyist,
it's going to be a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're going to be all over Kyrsten Sinema the next couple of weeks because she's the only person that could get this out of the bill. And the only person, frankly, who wants it out of the bill. Manchin basically said, Wall Street's had a good ride. It's time for it to end. So the Democrats are going to have to work Sinema big time. I mean, she's the big hurdle here in the Senate. Now, Republicans say, listen, yeah, we might have gotten worked, but we're going to be able to say the Democrats raised taxes during a recession. And they will be able to say that. Like, if I were Herschel Walker, no matter how true it is, and it is true to some degree, I would be saying, for nothing else besides Democrats raise taxes. I mean, that is what it, and I mean, it's true. It's not, it might not be the best campaign message, but I mean, it's a, it is a, it is the best thing they got on this piece of legislation. So
can I just take a step back though? Like,
yeah,
yes.
I just want
before we go into kind of next steps and all the other things. I mean, I think the thing to think about though, I mean, if you're Democrats, 1,000%. Republicans are going to hammer them. They raise taxes in right before an election. You already started to see that messaging coming out yesterday, certainly on Twitter from a lot of Republicans. But now if you're Democrats, I mean, listen, you know, they've been depressed. I don't know what the, you know, psychosis on the Hill in terms of just the frustration with this White House, with Biden's numbers going into this midterm. I mean, they will have done a lot in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, and they will be able to come to their, on their end, say, okay, not only did we, you know, keep, you know, your Medicare prescription drugs lower for seniors, but we're doing stuff on the environment and we're taking Wall Street to task. I mean, these are kind of, you know, I think Democrat to have the opposite argument. Democrats, I'm sure, feel like it's a pretty salient argument here. I mean, the big question is, can this pass? Can they get Kyrsten Sinema on board? The pressure is going to be very intense on her. And then also, you know, to the next point, which is just the Senate parliamentarian, what actually gets to be a part of this package, you know, through that birdbath.
That's right. And I think that the answer is this is going to take the parliamentarian a little bit to go through. I mean, the Senate wants to do this next week. Color me skeptical on that. I think that it's going to be difficult.
It was going to be difficult just to do the reconciliation of just the healthcare pieces.
Well, yeah, their argument is that some of this stuff has already been out there and won't take the parliamentarian too long. And maybe they're right. But this will take a week on the floor. And so if they get this bill mid next week or whatever, it could go through the weekend next weekend and it could end up the next week getting through. If Sinema's okay with it, and then to the House, where, you know, I'm not ready at this point to accept I'm not really willing to make a prediction right now. The margins are tight. There's a lot of angry Democrats who are just gonna be, who might not want to raise taxes right now. Then there's the SALT crew, the people who say, well, there's, you know, they won't change the tax code unless the state and local tax deduction is lifted. I predict they're going to just be like, they're going to forget about that real quick. I mean, this is a pretty good deal for a lot of Democrats, although the tax increases are going to be tough for people. I you know. It is what it is.
This is where it'll be, you know, this is where all eyes go to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. At the end of the day, can she, I mean, you say 4-seat margin after August 9th, it's 3 seats. You know, the big thing, this is where she has historically done really well, pushing these kind of massive pieces of legislation and getting her kind of different wings of the different of the party together. I mean, that's going to be her biggest challenge for sure. All right, let's move on quickly to the number two story of the morning, what Manchin is saying. I think very interesting in terms of the conversation you had with him around his framing of kind of people discounting him, you know, being upset with him and saying that, you know, he was being really honest, that he never walked away.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Manchin did say, he was still at the table. We kind of discounted that. Because, you know, Manchin's whole thing is he's always negotiating, he's always talking, and he's usually actually, you know, maybe he is. I mean,
maybe there's just not a lot of progress. It's hard to see, you know.
He's always talking. I guess that's true. So what Manchin basically said, and I really urge you to read Punchbowl News this morning because it doesn't make sense for us to just rehash all this here. He kind of laid out what happened here. He said he never walked away. He was always talking. On Monday, he and Schumer kind of got down to brass tacks and said, let's see if we could scrub this and figure out where we are. And he said, I've taken one hell of an ass kicking for 8 months now. The smartest thing for me to do politically after Build Back Better was done was to walk away and let a sleeping dog lie. But when you get a moment in time, and if you know in your heart something needs to be done, it's the right thing. You know, Manchin, this is just shows like the crazy nature of politics. Like, people were really willing to like kick this dude in the face.
Kick him out of the out of his committee assignments. I mean, think about that. Just a few weeks ago, it was, I mean, Democrats were so upset with him. And if they can pull this off, it's going to be a pretty big feather in his cap. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, the White House, which basically wanted Manchin to disappear into thin air, was like, yep, we got it. Manchin, he's our guy. You got to give it to the guy. I mean, he's in COVID quarantine, or else he would be holding court around the Capitol all day today. We'll see where this goes. It's going to be Manchin has how quickly people forget that Joe Manchin had walked away from a bunch of this stuff over the last couple of years. So this is the summer of Joe Manchin.
Oh, geez. It's too easy, folks. It's too easy. All right, let's move on to the number three item of the morning. I honestly can't believe this is the third item because it is a huge scoop that Punchbowl News...
It was going to be the top item.
...is breaking, but there is just another example. There's no shortage of our coverage here when it comes to what's happening on Capitol Hill and at the White House, but... House Democrats are about to propose a ban on stock trading. This is going to come in August. This is another one of those issues that there had been a lot of kind of public talk and from leadership, from members, that this was the time to ban stocks, but it had really faded from kind of the top of mind as Democrats got to work on it.
Yeah, this is fascinating. So the House Democrats are going to propose a ban, a full ban on trading stocks and equities. It would allow for members of Congress, their senior staff and spouses. So this would force members, spouses and staff to choose between putting their assets in a qualified blind trust or completely divesting their investment portfolios. Rule would allow members and staff and spouses to hold mutual funds, which are, you know, we know what mutual funds are.
I don't think we gotta go into the economics of that today.
Yeah, I mean, mutual funds are great. We love mutual funds. So stock trading by lawmakers obviously has taken on increased prominence in recent years, something that's been talked about for a long time here on the Hill. This is a big move. I mean, I don't know how the hell they're going to get this done, given everything else that's going on. But this would get bipartisan support, and it would change the tone and tenor on the Hill, who you're able to bring in, who you're able to retain on Capitol Hill. It's just an very, very interesting move that does, quite honestly, line up with the political times.
Going to be very interesting to watch. I always, you know, the devil's in the details when it comes to bills like this, because it has very wide-ranging implications. All right. Thank you so much for listening. What a wild week on Capitol Hill. We still have two more days. So stick with us. Leave us a rating and review. That's the best way for folks to find out about the Daily Punch. You can also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.